T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Before we get headlines here in the 4 o'clock hour, we've got to give props to the greatest producer who has ever worked on this show. Victor Bermudez, once again, has won an Emmy.
Got another Emmy?
He won an Emmy last night.
He's going to have to move he to has put won, his Emmys in his house.
He has won 3 Emmys now as a producer. Wow. And the award ceremony was last night in New York, I believe, and he was there, and he texted me last night, and he was obviously on top of the world.
That's cool.
You win an Emmy, and I think these are sports Emmys, I think. So I'll get the exact.
I saw one too. Malika Andrews, she won one.
She won one.
Yeah. I saw some other people.
It was for Univision's coverage of the Super Bowl.
So he
make a dog now.
Victor Bermudez, he still is the executive producer of our Miami Hurricanes football broadcasts. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, the amount of work that he puts in, it's unparalleled. It blows away our Dolphins broadcast. Now, who produces that? That's a joke, Solano. That's a joke. He's already steaming mad.
I'm the damn host too.
I know.
Oh, that crazy.
I know. No. You save that show from being poorly produced.
I got you so much.
Josie Gackey and Don Bailey Jr. barely have to do anything. You save. Solano sometimes puts our show sheet to the.
I start preparing like Wednesday night for the Sunday show.
I'm just teasing. But Victor Bermudez, who produced this show.
He hates
so
you.
Mad.
It's a lot
so
of hate
mad.
You.
Victor Bermudez, who produced this show at the beginning of it and does our Hurricanes football broadcast, he won his 3rd Emmy last night. Mm-hmm. So very cool for him. Very good job by him.
When are ours coming?
So we can't win an Emmy.
We can't.
Because we don't have a TV show.
Mm. Grammy?
I don't think we could win a Grammy.
Tony.
Unless we were to come out with an album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we could win a Tony because we're not really a stage show.
Mm.
So for us, it's the Marconi Award. That is what we're shooting for.
Mm-hmm.
And what's today? May 25th?
Yeah.
No chance.
No, like, period?
No chance.
That's no zero chance.
No chance.
0% chance.
We are.
I call it, there's a 0.0008% chance of winning the lotto. We have a lesser chance of winning a Marconi than
winning
the
problem.
Lotto.
Here's the problem. Here's how you win a Marconi. Your program director has to submit you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Len is too busy.
You just send in an email?
Yeah, I don't know. But Len is busy, and that's why I say we have no chance.
Why are you going at Len today?
I'm not going at Len today. I just said he's too busy.
Yeah. Can we send it in?
No.
I got an email.
No, you cannot nominate yourself for a Marconi.
My wife do it?
No, it's really got to be Len at this point.
Solana.
And Len is busy. Why are you laughing every time I say Len is busy?
It has to be deeper than that. Like, it has to be a chance.
I was trying to get two minutes of his time earlier today before the show. He was on a video call with Antoine. Antoine's busy.
Everybody's busy?
Everyone is busy.
Yeah.
Except Solana, who really just kind of meanders around back there. And
it's a lot of looks busy.
Does he look busy or overwhelmed?
Overwhelmed, yeah. He found the answers, though. Appreciate you, big homie.
Go ahead, Solana. I'm just teasing you. Alejandro Solana with your headlines.
Look out for the BSM Awards next year, though, baby.
That's true. We could win the BSM Awards at the Barrett Sports Media. Jason Barrett
has an awards ceremony?
Does he have an awards ceremony? No. No, what he comes out with every year is that list, and we're always on the list, and it always sounds impressive because we're like the seventh major market afternoon drive sports talk show.
Ooh.
But there's only like 10 major markets, and so it always sounds better. When you really do the math on it, it's not that great, but we celebrate it every year.
I tweet it out.
The sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Has there been a shift in the line, Hawk?
It's not. It's still three. I'm so flabbergasted by this line. I don't get it. You're a three-point underdog at home if you've shown that you can't beat the team that you're playing. I do not understand this line, which means, by the way, I hate to break it to you because we already bet the Heat plus three. It means the Heat are going to get smoked tonight by 25 because
dogs game one and they were dogs game three.
Whenever I give Solana enough material to create a montage of me being wrong, which is we're 2 hours, 11 minutes into the show, I've given him enough times going, I don't know why the Heat are getting points. I don't know why the Heat are underdogs at home. I've given enough material. Anytime that happens, guarantee you, he's already working on the montage. Heat are getting smoked tonight.
I hate it.
I'm not putting together any montage if the Heat gets smoked tonight. I might take tomorrow off if the Heat gets smoked tonight.
No, we understand. Vic would do it, but that's why he wins Emmys.
Yeah. Solana, you're an Emmy type guy. I can see it in your eyes.
You're seeing the reflection of Vic's Emmys in his eyes?
Yeah. Oh, it was a glare. That's Solana back there. Oh, never mind, big homie.
Solana, I'm just goofing around, but Solana has been cranky for two shows now. Yeah,
I haven't,
and
actually.
And it's very obvious.
You guys are just...
Oh, okay. No, you're right. I'm sorry. I haven't.
You guys are just peddling this narrative that I'm upset, and I haven't been upset.
He's right. Using big words that he doesn't use.
Peddling a narrative.
Yeah. Wow.
Last two shows have been delightful, actually.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Tyler Hero, PJ Tucker, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, and Kyle Lowry are all questionable for the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler is not on the injury report.
Yeah, I mean, even on the gambling sites, like, Jimmy's got over-unders tonight. Like, they usually won't post it if there's a thought that someone might not play.
If he's not even on the injury report, he...
Right, he's going to play.
Right.
He's going to play. Now, you may look at the last game and go, well, he scored 6 points. Maybe there is an injury.
Yeah.
But he said after the game, there's not.
There is.
Was a bad game. I'll get to 15 minutes of Heat in the next segment.
The Mavs, they beat the Warriors yesterday 119-109. If you were listening on 790, you heard the CBS Sports update, and they referenced the leak in the roof last night. Mark Cuban was very upset because that's his stadium there, the laughingstock of the conference finals last night.
Yeah, there was a leak in the roof. The roof is the ceiling, but bottom line is the Mavs won.
Game 5 is tomorrow.
Nailed it.
9 p.m. back in San Francisco.
Who nailed it?
You got it.
Warriors, now it goes back to San Francisco. Warriors are 7-point favorites tomorrow night.
Bet the Warriors.
Really?
Yeah.
That was it. That was their only gasp.
That was their one last at home. Right. Let's get some.
7 points you would give that Dallas team.
Let's not get embarrassed. That's why they call it a gentleman's sweep. You think there's a chance the Mavs can win in San Francisco?
I like the Mavs for the series, and I've been pretty clear about this.
Let's
pretty
jump him, Solana.
I've been pretty clear.
Let's jump him.
Of course.
Yeah, I know you. Know.
Let me know.
And then once he falls, you're going to punch me in the back of the head. No, no. I'm not fighting nobody right. with you.
Woo. He is tightly wound.
He's on edge.
The Marlins, they'll play today 6:40 in Tampa Bay. Second game of a two-game series.
All right.
Inter Miami, they'll play in the U.S. Open Cup round of 16 in Orlando tonight versus Orlando City, 7 p.m. This is kind of a big deal. It's being overshadowed by the Heat game tonight, which is a much bigger deal. But round of 16, the domestic cup here in the United States, the Open, pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to disagree with you. I know how that goes, and it's not pretty lately. So,
what did you just say?
I don't know.
Canes baseball. They
he said
open
it was
up.
Getting overshadowed, but then he said it's a much bigger thing. So it's not really. I mean, you know. But I listen. I think you're doing great, Patrick Beverly. Tightly wound.
Canes baseball. They open up ACC tournament play today versus NC State at the 7 p.m. first pitch.
All right. Anything else, Kwame Brown?
He's going to jump on you. I'm not helping. Y'all got to go.
Finally, guys, Wendy's may finally be debuting the Strawberry Frosty in the United States sometime this summer.
I think that would be a hit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because now you have the whole Neapolitan. You got the
great call by you.
Yeah.
That is.
You got the chocolate vanilla.
You could make a Frosty Neapolitan.
Yes. This is overdue.
Now, I guarantee you, if they do debut the Strawberry Frosty in the U.S., and you went to whoever was working at the Wendy's that you're at and said, can you make me a Neapolitan Frosty? I guarantee you, they will not know what you're talking about.
Their head will explode. Nania, what? They're to overwhelm, guy. I don't think most people know, if you say Neapolitan,
right.
I would say majority
you know,
of
Solana,
people don't
you know
what
Neapolitan?
That means.
Well, I actually love Neapolitan. I believe the Neapolitan is underrated, so I do. But I think you're right. Most people my age might not be familiar with the Neapolitan style.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a style.
I don't know if it's the Neapolitan either. You said I'm a big fan of the Neapolitan. That would be like.
You talk funny.
I just want to pick apart everything that he's doing today because he's so tightly wound. That. But if he's saying, like, I like the chocolate, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you wouldn't say the Neapolitan.
The chocolate ice cream. If you're talking about it, why not?
You are 100% correct, Solana.
Yeah, throw in a the.
I take it all back, Rodman.
He's going to hit you.
He really is.
It's over.
He really is.
I got you, Hawk.
But I don't know why he's in such a bad mood.
I don't know either. I think it's him and his girl, something happened with his lady.
Yeah,
yeah.
Something happened.
Everyone has noticed it.
Everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Everyone.
Texters, tweeter, OG. Yeah. Was
I don't. I don't. Cuno. I don't even have like Plagans. I just don't. You know. But it's fine. It's all right. We all have bad days. Mm-hmm. You just got a couple. No biggie.
I'm having a great day. I had a great day yesterday as well.
No one is arguing with you, Iron Mike. Let's just get the weather. We'll move on.
Take it easy.
I'll deliver this weather in the best mood I've ever been in, quite frankly. It's from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Right now, it's a bit partly cloudy, but still hot outside. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right. Anything else, Gary Busey, or are we good?
I'm good, though. I mean,
oh,
you're
hey,
making
you
it
are.
Up.
No, we know.
You're making a thing.
Whoa,
you're making
no
a thing.
No one's making a thing.
I don't know what the thing is.
Fine.
I don't know.
Right, everything is fine.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything is fine. 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. Tell you what the latest on the line is. I'll tell you what the Jimmy and the Bam over-unders are, all that good stuff. So 15 minutes of heat here in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come in!
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Heat tonight. 8:30 p.m., although my inside sources, this is someone very in the know, texted me officially 8:45 p.m. tip-off.
Okay. Like,
but you will hear the game on 790 The Ticket tonight. The Heat, 3-point underdog at home. I don't get it. We've bet the Heat. Mm-hmm. I think they win outright tonight. Maybe we should have bet them at plus 125 without the points.
Sprinkle a little money line.
You know? I mean, I don't know what I'm missing. Again, I've said this, but I don't know what I'm missing other than there's a lot of, you know, questionables. But there are questionables on the Celtics as well. So I don't know. I'm a little confused. You know, we talked about it earlier. There is this narrative of Boston being the far superior team. And Jason Tatum is a first-team All-NBA player.
Yep.
The Heat don't have a single All-NBA player in first, second, or third team. There is this national narrative that Boston is a far superior team. And I don't get that. Listen, I understand thinking Boston might be better or thinking Boston might win the series. There's no shame in that. They're a really good team. The Heat were the one seed. They've beaten Boston 2 out of 4 games in this series. They've got home court advantage in what is now a 3-game series. And the Heat are 3-point underdogs at home tonight. I don't get it. Unless there's so much recency bias from the last game that, you know, you can't see towards what really has transpired in this series. But whatever, I'll take the Heat plus 3 tonight. I don't take issue with someone who says, I think the Celtics are a better team. I don't take issue with that. But to be a 3-point underdog at home when the series is tied 2-2 and you know, Jimmy Butler's not questionable. He's your superstar. Bam's not questionable, is he?
No.
Strus, it's P.J. Tucker. I'm not diminishing, you know, what P.J. Tucker means or Max Strus, but I just don't understand this narrative that the Celtics are that much better than the Heat.
They have a all-NBA player on their team.
I get it.
And we don't even have a third team.
I get it.
We have nobody that even snuck up on all-NBA, and we're hurt. Jimmy Butler's game isn't sexy to the nation.
And he had a very bad game 4.
Bad game 4. And you know what? I think people believe, just listening to people, you know what I'm saying, like perking them on, you know, in the morning, they think that Miami are starting to run out of juice.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the injuries piling up, you know, the energy that we watched them play game 4, it seems like people think that Miami's running out of juice. I'm with you. I'm down to bet plus 3 and the damn money line. I'm down with it. But the national narrative, I think that they don't respect our stars, and they said that they think Miami kind of, the way they play, that team style of ball.
You've seen the best that they can offer.
You're running out of juice.
The over-unders for tonight's game, if you're interested. Now, I will tell you, Crowder and I are never wrong on the over-unders. Jason Tatum, 28.5 tonight.
I rode the bus to work today. I saved gas
money. I drove the bus. My second job. Jason Tatum, over-under is 28.5 points tonight. Oh, I just realized why Solana's in a bad mood. It's not that he's in a bad mood. He's just focusing on his sizzle. He's got over an hour tonight on the air. Oh. This show is getting in his way.
Oh.
Now I see it. Because I see he's show prepping back there for himself.
Is last that what's sizzle. Going on? The sizzle was great, though, the last one.
I listened to the sizzle on Saturday, and I told you, I thought it was very good.
I text y'all during one of his sizzles. Yeah, I enjoy it. My favorite radio.
You said that he had a funny toss to break. I wasn't listening. What was the toss to break? I can go back on the text.
I gotta look it up.
Should have cut it up, but what I say, like, all that will do it.
He said, no, you had a good out. I can't even remember what you said.
Hold on, I'll find it. I got to get through all the texts of Solana cursing me out. I gotta find. When was it? It was Monday?
We'll do it more next.
He had a good lead up. He was like,
did you just get caught? I didn't hear it. You got caught up in the air with we'll do it
more? No, he said, I'm going to tell you one thing. Tyler Hero being out tonight, might not be that bad. Like, it was a good tease.
Oh.
And it was like some dead air. And then he said, we'll do it more. Next.
Fast forward 3 hours, Heater down 30, Tyler's on the bench.
I'm enjoying it. Listen to basketball. Love Solana. Then do it more next. What?
I wrote out three more transitions. For the next three segments, so that wouldn't happen again.
Please, tonight, drop a we'll do it next more. I'm begging you. Solana will be on at 6 o'clock on 790, the ticket. Jaylen Brown tonight, over-under on points, is 24.5. And you want to guess, Jimmy Butler? Over-under tonight, Jimmy Butler.
23.
You want to guess?
26.
24.5.
Under. I was just gonna say,
like, if you're talking about, you know, they're running out of gas and like it's going to be him. It's got to be the bubble meme of Jimmy just spent.
Yeah, laying on the wall, breathing hard. And that on Bam too. Why do we give Bam a pass on scoring?
No, we don't give him a pass on scoring.
Yes, we give him a pass on scoring.
He is roundly criticized for not being aggressive enough.
Yeah.
You know, he does not get a pass.
After game two, nobody was criticized more from the Miami Heat than Bam Adebayo by Heat Nation, by the way, by Heat fans.
Oh, okay.
Because you've got to get more out of him offensively. You do.
Yeah.
You absolutely do.
Then he went away, was it 31? What did he score? What was that, game three?
That's why it's frustrating, because you see game three, he has 82 touches, which was the most combined that he had in games one and two. The amount of times he got to the paint, he bullied the other team. And then it's like Robert Williams all of a sudden is the difference
It's like Joel Embiid all of a sudden. It's like when the Sixers don't have Embiid and Bam's doing whatever he wants, and all of a sudden Robert Williams is the guy that is Joel Embiiding him.
He's a good defender, but you're Bam Adebayo. You dominated this team in the bubble 2 years ago. You shouldn't be afraid of Robert Williams.
It's something going on with Robert Williams.
Bam ain't going down. He's very good, Robert Williams. Over-under on Bam tonight is 15.5 points. Now, we bet the over in game four. It was 16.5, I think. We bet the over.
16.5.
We couldn't believe it was that low.
We thought we had one.
We thought we got over on Vegas.
Yep.
And if you were listening earlier, Crowder just told you, he rode the bus to work.
I got to try to pay.
I had to talk to Len about getting an advance on my check. Now he's 15.5, but Bam's got to score tonight too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Especially, by the way, if P.J. Tucker's out and Max Strus is out. Now, we don't know if they're out. They're all questionable. So, I mean, this seems like easy money to me. I don't know about you guys.
You got the starters, Bam and Jimmy have to – they have to go over. And then we need Hero or Strus or those other guys, the ancillary quote-unquote pieces. One of them have to have a hell of a game. Somebody got to go out there and put 20 up other than Bam and Jimmy with them.
You know, it's like what I was saying to Plagans in the 3 o'clock hour about the Panthers and the Lightning. When you get to a series with the Lightning, you need someone on the Panthers to have a spectacular series the way that Carter Verhaeghe had a spectacular series against Washington. And no one on the Panthers had a spectacular series. No one.
Nope.
Except Sergei Bobrovsky. That would be my only caveat. Has anyone in this Boston series for the Heat, Solana, had a spectacular series?
No.
No. And that like, and again, now it's a three-game series. In my opinion, Jimmy and Bam need to be spectacular in this three-game series.
They have to show that they can compete with – because it's Tatum and Brown. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Who would you rather have, Jimmy and Bam or Tatum and Brown?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's
not easily answerable.
It's not, but
I
only
think it is.
Only one of those.
Well, we don't not want, in the way that we want to answer it.
We don't want to answer. We all start looking at each other.
Why? Well, hold on a second. Oh. One pair has already made the NBA Finals once.
Mm-hmm.
The other one hasn't. And Bam and Jimmy got through Tatum and Brown to get to the NBA Finals 2 years ago, and now they're tied 2-2 in a series, and neither Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown have been spectacular either. Tatum has shown
flashes.
Tatum's
a dog, bro.
But no, for sure. He's shown flashes, but game one in the third quarter, where was he? Game three, he had 10 points.
But you think it's a slam dunk answer?
I'm not telling
I'd rather have Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo over Tatum and Brown.
I'm not telling you it's a slam dunk answer because there's so much perspective here, right? Long term, I mean, Brown and Tatum are half the age of Jimmy Butler. Not half the age, but... So, yeah, obviously, yeah. Like, okay, long term, you probably want to have those guys, and there's probably a higher upside to Jason Tatum in the long run. But right now, for this series, I'm not certain it's a slam dunk. I'm going with Jimmy Butler, who's been to the finals, and Bam Adebayo, who met Jason Tatum at the rim to get to the Eastern, to win the conference finals and made him his son.
Hey, I bet the Heat tonight.
Yeah.
So, I'm you know, like, I understand what you're saying. We bet the Heat tonight, but. You need the duo of Jimmy and Bam need to show, first of all, Bam's still upset about DPOY. Jimmy has got to be upset about all NBA. Huh. So he's got to come out tonight and say, all right, I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
He's going training day on tonight.
He is going training day.
It feels as if. The farther you get in the playoffs, you have to have somebody that can take over offensively. And we do not have that guy.
Well, Jimmy has done that in these playoffs. I mean, he was putting up 40-point games like it was nothing.
Those first couple series. But you talk about the meme from that was the Lakers bubble mm-hmm. finals when he couldn't even stand up. He was so damn tired. Can he do that now in this three-game series and then go to the finals and do it again for maybe seven
He's
games?
He's got to have extra energy after Monday night. He scored 6 points.
He ran around, though, man. And he's hurting his knee swelling up on him. Bam scared of a dude named Robert Williams. Like Robert Williams, I meet him at the Walmart. His
anyway,
name is Robert Williams.
You get Heat basketball tonight on 790 The Ticket. You get a sizzle with Solana. What are you going to say again? Tossing it to commercial?
We'll do it more.
No, we'll do it next more. I want you to do. We'll do it next more. You get a sizzle with Solana starting at 6 o'clock on 790 The Ticket.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm telling you, like, if you're listening to this show and you don't have a bottle of Fabuloso somewhere in one of your cabinets, oh, we don't need you.
Hawk and Crowder.
Celebrating National Towel Day with a man who was in a hot tub and saw Bill Parcells drop his towel.
Mm-hmm.
Reveal nothing underneath except Lil Bill.
Lil Bill.
And then proceeded to get into the hot tub with Crowder. Happy National Towel Day.
Hey, buddy.
Such a great story. The things you learn on this show. It is such a great story.
Very weird.
Yeah. It never happened with another coach or player.
It never happened in my entire football career.
No one got into the hot tub naked.
Nope. I was at Florida for two years and some change. Played for the Dolphins for six. High school, we didn't have a hot tub. So, yeah. Once I got to Gainesville, I started getting hot tubs regularly, year-round. No one's ever gotten a hot tub with me butt naked other than Bill Parcells.
That's a good feather in your cap.
It's not even a lie.
It's
a terrible feather in my cap. You weren't there.
What's more impressive, having intercepted Tom Brady or having taken a nude hot tub with Bill Parcells? Push.
You asking me?
It's a push.
I'm shaking right now. 5:30 in the morning, 5:45, you're there, Bill Parcells, Hall of Fame coach. Oh, man, what up, coach? Then you see little Bill. Now you're talking about the pulling guards. Like, what is going on? It was a whirlwind of emotion went on in those 20 minutes.
So what's your resume now? Hole in one.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Parcells.
Nope. Nope, no holes in one.
No, that is a pretty impressive resume. You hit a hole in one, you say.
Yep, 180 out.
On an actual golf course.
Hmm. Video game golf course?
You've picked up the 7-10 split.
Yep.
Bowling.
Spares and Davey. With Ronnie Brown there.
He did. Ronnie Brown, I think. Did Ronnie Brown confirm that? No.
Ronnie Brown said.
No, he questioned it the way that I did.
Yeah.
Even though you said he was there with you.
He was there. He had to be there because that was my goal.
And I remember we brought him on, and he would not confirm it.
Hey, people like to lie. If you bowl every day for 2 months, two or three games a day.
You're not going to pick up a 7-10 split.
Yes, you will.
No,
sooner or later.
Do you know how?
You just throw the ball real damn hard, and the seven is going to fly around, and it might.
The professional bowlers have a tough time picking up a 7-10 split. You don't just throw the ball hard.
Throw it hard and you spin it and it comes.
So you've hit a hole in one. You've picked up a 7-10 split.
Yep.
You've intercepted Tom Brady.
Yep.
And you took a nude bubble bath with Bill Parcells.
That shouldn't be on the list.
Well, happy National Towel Day, everybody. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Get you up to date on all the headlines. Start getting you ready for tonight's Heat-Celtics game. It is a three-game series now.
Yeah.
Put up or shut up.
Got to show out. Bam and Jimmy. That's who has to show out.
Bam and Jimmy.
Don't tell me Max Strus is about to win this
for us. Let's go, Bam and Jimmy.
Bam and Jimmy.
Show him why you deserve to be an All-NBA player.
Go get him.
Which, by the way, he does deserve to be an All-NBA player. Jimmy does.
Regular season?
Just regardless.
Regular season.
Would you rather have Trae Young? Trae Young's third team All-NBA. Would you rather have Trae Young or Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler.
Well, there you go. Take Trae off the list. And you know how much I love Trae Young.
Yeah.
Pascal Siakam.
But that's what who somebody said
they do
make
it by positionless.
Yeah.
Well, Pascal Siakam is in there. Rather than Jimmy. He's a forward.
I get it. But it makes no sense other than if you look into how many regular season games were missed. Because Jimmy missed 25 games, you know.
Yep.
So anyway, get points off for that. Anyway, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.